station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I tried everything that I could in my life, but this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla.
Yesterday when I learned.
At 88.1.
So peace and control.
Welcome to the Media Ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. Pastored by Reverend Joseph Werner at 1210 MW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Werner.
Amen. Jesus. Acts chapter 1. And we will read for your hearing verses 1 through 8. I will be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, which is not that different from the King James Version. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And I want to talk about, I just thought it was befitting since the brothers would be singing this morning, I thought that it would be appropriate to talk about when men witness. When men witness. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this preaching privilege. We pray, God, that you will speak to our hearts and into our minds and help us, God, to be the witnesses that you're calling for in these last and evil days. We thank you now, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. When men witness. Thank you, ushers. Can you imagine a more terrible time? The awesome power of the Roman Empire as it attempts to conquer the world and bring everyone under its dominion. New religious groups were popping up everywhere, each of them claiming to know the truth. A person claiming to be the Messiah was not new. In fact, so many people were making that claim that they had come up with a special hill that they would be taken to and pushed off of to disprove them. Awful and disgusting practices were taking place within the temple, as there were women who claimed that they had special powers by entertaining men who sought their magical and mystical temptations. Can you imagine the fear within the small band of believers who had forsaken all to follow Jesus? They thought that he would lead them to victory. His words were convincing. His deeds were indeed miraculous. But y'all know what happens. They crucified him on Golgotha's hill. They buried him in a tomb. Nevertheless, some women claim that they saw him walking near the garden. Others say that they had seen him. Some say they talked to him. Thomas says he touched his hands and his side. For 40 days, people have been saying they have seen him. And you need to understand that 40 is the time of God's preparation. Is it possible that Jesus is alive? Has he overcome death? Surely, if he can overcome death, he can defeat the mighty, powerful Roman Empire. Quietly, y'all, the word is being spread among the disciples. There are now only 11 because, you know, the betrayer Judas, he hung himself after he betrayed Jesus. Jesus' mother, Mary, is with them as well as the other women who followed Jesus. They were told to meet in the upper room. They go to the upper room. They begin to pray. They know that they cannot pray prayers that are too short. They know that they cannot pray prayers that are too shallow. They know that they cannot pray prayers that are too simplistic. Their situation is such that they have to pray fervent prayers because they remember that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. They need to pray prayers that cause God himself to say amen. And after a while, y'all, they feel the presence of Jesus in the room. Is there anybody here who's glad to know that he will show up in the room? Come on, where my folk who know that if you pray and if you pray right, if you pray in sincerity and truth, the Lord will show up in the room. He sits down with them. He talks to them. They all hear him. Amen. Is it time now? They are thinking to overthrow the mighty Roman Empire and restore Israel to its former power. Come on, Jesus, did you return to lead us? Jesus tells them that it is not for them to know when the power of Rome will be overthrown. What we are not to know, amen, and it's not for you to know when Israel will be restored. No, he says you are not to know, but here's what you ought to know. You ought to know that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit, I said you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. Men, amen, and women, and children ought to be witnesses of what God is able to do. You ought to be witnesses, amen, that he saved you, that he called you out of darkness, and you ought to be witnesses that he picked you up and turned you around and praised you. You ought to be witnesses that when you were sick, he healed your body. You ought to be witnesses that when you were broke and down to your last dime and you didn't know how you were going to pay the bill, but somehow, some way, the Lord made a way. You ought to be witnesses. But I want to talk to the brothers this morning, and one thing this lesson teaches us this morning, first and foremost, is that men who are witnesses must first be enabled. They've got to have the power to overcome the natural fear that has set in. Paul later is to say that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want to thank you, brothers in the room. I want to thank you because Pleasant Hill is blessed with good men. I didn't say perfect men. I said good men. Amen. Pleasant Hill is blessed with men, amen, who understand the power of God. We're blessed with men who know God. Amen. Come on, let's celebrate the fact that these brothers are here. Give God praise in the place. It is important to note that the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts is more functional than soteriological. In other words, the operation of the Holy Spirit here is not salvific. It's not, amen, the Holy Spirit is not sent to save, but he's sent to keep. It performs a specific function. It is not to give them otherworldly power. It is to give them power in this world. Oh, I'm talking to somebody in the room who knows you got the Holy Ghost, amen, but I want to just remind you that you've got the Holy Ghost not for when you get to heaven. Amen. The truth of the matter is that you've got the Holy Ghost not even to get you to heaven. Jesus took care of your getting to heaven. Is there anybody who can thank God for the saving power of Jesus? Jesus who died on the cross, who shed his precious blood for the redeeming of our souls. Because of Jesus, I's going to get to heaven. But I've got the Holy Ghost, not for when I get to heaven, but I've got the Holy Ghost to keep me right now. I wish I had just two or three folk who can testify that I've been through some stuff, Pastor, that I wouldn't have made it through had it not been for the indwelling power of the Holy Pastor. Amen. I heard Ernie say to me the other day, Pastor, I don't look like what I've been through. Well, I believe there's some brothers in this room who, if they could testify right now, they would have to admit, Pastor, I don't look like what I've been through. I've been on some battlefields. I've been through some heartaches. I've been through some pain. So don't look at me because I'm dressed up. Don't look at me because I don't look my age and think that I haven't been through. I have been through some stuff, but I am here today because the Holy Ghost has been keeping me. Give God some praise in this place. So the Holy Spirit is not given to us to give us otherworldly power.
Come on.
But he's given to us to give us power for right now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, bless his name. You see, men who are witnesses must be enabled. What are you saying, Pastor? Two or three things I want to point out to you as it relates to being enabled. Amen. When you're enabled, number one, you must have seen something.
Come on.
The men saw Jesus. Being taken off and crucified.
Yes, sir.
They had to see Jesus in his resurrected state. They saw him die. They saw him buried. But Jesus said, meet me at the upper room. Because I need you to know that this Holy Ghost power, amen, won't only keep you in life, but amen, even beyond the grave, you need to know that the Holy Spirit is able to resurrect something in your spirit that will help you to make it another day. They saw him die, but if they're going to be true witnesses for God, they have to be enabled. And one part of the enabling process is that God allows you to see some stuff. Amen, amen. Too many men go through life never seeing the power of God. That's what's wrong with a lot of our young men. They're not convinced of the power of God. That's why they're shooting each other on the streets of Chicago and Atlanta and Leesville, because the only power they know is in a 9mm. The only power they know is in an AK, whatever, amen. But we've got to teach them, brothers, that there's more power in the Holy Ghost than in any gun. There's more power in the Holy Ghost than anybody. Dr. King understood. He said that we're not going to win this fight with violence. He said there's something inside of us that is greater than the violence that our enemies want to perpetrate against us. When they come out against us, we've got to stand up like David. You remember David? David looked at Goliath and said, you got that big old bow and arrow and all of that. You got that big old shield. But I come to you in the name of Jehovah God. Is there anybody here who knows that we've got more power with God than anything this world can give us? Men who are enabled have to have seen something. Not only must they have seen something, they've got to know something. Because they see Jesus for themselves.
Yes,
they have first-hand knowledge. Where are my brothers with first-hand knowledge? These brothers in the upper room, y'all, they were eyewitnesses. They knew that he walked with them. They knew that he talked with them.
Yes,
they knew that he told them that they were his own. And the joy they shared as they tarried there, none other would ever know. They must have seen something. They must know something. But another thing, if they're going to be enabled, they must do something. You see, power implies the ability to act. When you receive the power to be a witness for Jesus Christ, you got to do something. See, the power spoken of here is the Greek word dynamis. That's the root word that we get dynamite from.
explosive power. When you have explosive power, you gotta do something. Don't y'all hear Jeremiah? It's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Amen, amen. And every now and then, if the praise is right, every now and then, Brother Smith, if the worship is right, every now and then when the spirit is right, that dynamo builds up in my heart and in my soul, and I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just can't keep it to myself. Where are my folk who got dynamite power? And you got to do something. They have seen something. Not only must they know something, not only must they do something, but you got to say something. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to say something. That's good news. You see, in that day, just like in this day, the world is hungry for the living bread. Amen. Men who are witnesses must be enabled. They must have the power to see something, to know something, to do something, and to say something. But then my second point. Not only must men who are witnesses be enabled, tell your neighbor they got to be stable. And I know I'm talking to the men, but this is for the sisters too. If you're going to be an effective witness for the Lord, not only must you be enabled, you gotta be stable.
Come on.
Well, Pastor, what are you saying? Well, James said it like this. James said, a double-minded man is unstable. Watch this, not just in some of his ways, but in all of his ways.
Yes, sir.
Can I tell y'all something? A witness ain't no good if they crazy.
Come on.
I know that might not be the right way to say it, but it's tight. Right, amen.
Amen.
A good witness, amen. You ain't a good witness if folk can't determine whether you're in your right mind or not. Got to be stable. Why do you have to be stable? Well, number one, because you've got to provide information to folk. That information needs to be factual. And you know, amen, I love my Republican friends. I got to love the Trump folk and all of, but some of the stuff they're putting out there, amen, is crazy. Some of the stuff that they're putting out is crazy stuff. Amen. And I made up in my mind that I don't desire power so much that I'm gonna believe just anything. I don't desire power, amen, to the point that I'll just believe all kind of lies, amen, amen, about the election and lies about all kind of stuff. If you're going to be an effective witness, you've got to be enabled. You've got to be stable, number one, because you expected to provide information. But not only are you expected to provide information, you've got to provide some inspiration.